This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 111 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Brian Chapman from the Chapman Insurance Group. Brian, welcome.
Cabo, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Pleasure to get to meet people in the community and learn a little bit more about them. So why don't you start off by sharing a little bit about what you do over at Chapman Insurance Group.
Yeah, Chapman Insurance Group, we specialize in kind of the walls and the wheels. So if it's got walls or it rolls, the only other thing we could add probably is anything that floats, because we do boats as well. But anything that's in that property and casualty insurance space, for kind of the common terms would be my home or my auto insurance, or my homey or my auto, as we saw over the Super Bowl commercials. But home insurance, auto insurance, we do as well a residential, commercial residential, which is condo association insurance very well. Okay. Wow. Condos, that line up and down the beach. So,
yep.
And we've got them in inland as well. So that's just a little bit of a snippet about what we do, but I'm sure we'll dive in a little bit deeper as well.
Absolutely. So let's back up a little bit. How did you get involved in the insurance industry?
Yeah, it's a family. Dad started his career at State Farm, right? So I actually cut my teeth there at his State Farm office back in the early 2000s. Graduated from FGCU, and thought, hey, let's go look at this insurance gig that Dad started in the 80s. And so I dove in there. Graduated FGCU, got married a week later, started my career a week after that. And so fast forward, about 5.5-6 years with him, kind of leapfrogged over to the independent side, State Farm being a captive,
Write
with State Farm, can only write with State Farm type approach. And so wanted more options and jumped over to the independent side. And that's kind of how the Chapman Insurance Group brand got started back in 2009.
Interesting. Yeah. Much better. Yeah, you gotta love it. So I guess anytime you own a business, you run a business, there are certain challenges or obstacles that you've faced, growing it, getting it off the ground. Is there something you can look back at now and say, I'm in a better place because of it?
Sarcastically, the wind has been on our back the whole time. It's smooth sailing. We've only seen a couple waves that we've run across, and we know that is not reality at all. I would say with every challenge, the opportunity exists. You just have to find it. And so, when we look at the insurance space, much like other spaces, where if it was easy, everybody would do it. And, you find yourself where the more complicated it is, or the more disruption there is, the more opportunity there is. And so if you can just kind of push through that ceiling and get out of your own way on thinking, this isn't something that I can achieve or overcome, or this mountain's too high, the opportunity exists on the other side. And I can tell you, when you're faced with those challenges early on, it's kind of interesting. We catch this podcast at this moment. Yesterday, on April 1st, this is not an April Fool's joke, was our 15th year, literally a 15-year anniversary. So, we catch this, and I had one other gal that started with me, and I called her, just because it was the two of us. She still works here. And we just had this conversation of like, hey, remember this? Hey, remember that? Right. And I mean, it's 15 years ago. So it's not like it's, forever ago, but it's right. Far enough. We're like, hey, it feels like it wasn't 15 years. And then other things feel like it was like 25 years. And,
right.
So we talked about some of those early challenges. Like, hey, like, remember when we were like, the office was so eerie quiet and the phone wouldn't ring. Right. And we giggle, just kind of fun to catch up on that history and look back at some of those tougher times and some of the great times and all those little obstacles that we face along the way that you mentioned there that you just kind of push through. And if, when you do, there's that opportunity that's there, that reward. So
absolutely. So speaking of obstacles, how has Hurricane Ian affected what you do?
I mean, I would say probably more so than Irma, the biggest obstacle we have faced. And, you know, the reason it's an obstacle is because it's kind of like, I'll use an analogy. This isn't the best analogy, but it'll kind of get the point across. Is like, you know, you can't build a church for Easter Sunday. You know, Easter Sunday church is packed, right? It's yep. Like when people go to church, right? That maybe Christmas Day. Well, you can't build the church that mega size because that's not every week. It's just Easter Sunday. Well, it's the same is true for an insurance agency. I can't build for the worst storm in Florida history. I can't have enough personnel for that moment to capture everything that needs to be done. And, you know, restaurants can't plan for, you know, 50% growth in a week, you know? So there's just all those things. And that was a tremendous obstacle. And so what we did is we decided, you know, a couple months after the blow, we said, okay, let's take a breath. Let's connect here. What are we going to do as a leadership team? How are we transitioning? How are we changing? What are we doing? What is the modus operandi for the next 12 months? Like, let's just talk about that in the 90 days. You know, we kind of live in a 90 day world here. And so what do we look like in 12 months? But in bite-sized pieces. And so immediately we said, okay, there will be real estate transactions and they will need insurance. There will be, you know, new construction that is coming to completion that will need insurance. But the traditional Southwest Florida marketplace of high volume real estate transactions is going to taper right now. And so what we did is we had at that time we had a sales team of about 14 people that was just personal lines, and we left two of the 14 and said, you're going to sell policies to new clients. And the other 12, we just said, hey, you're going to join the other 50 of our service team. And so we scaled, you know, to about a service team of 62 and said, we're going to become the best service agency in Southwest Florida. And so the problem was we didn't have enough personnel, and the solution was, the hope was, and it's paying dividends now, is if we become the best service agency post Ian, others will tell our story for us, which will result in exponential growth that we never thought was possible. And that was the opportunity, right? So problem, opportunity. And, you know, say it enough, you know, you got to say it seven times to your team to believe you, because they're all, you know, sweating and hairs falling out, and, you know, clients are calling, I'm not getting here from my adjuster, and just, you know, the tremendous trauma we all faced. And, you know, ultimately here we are, you know, the sales team now just personal lines is 20. So we've 50% growth on that. They're at capacity. We're trying to figure that piece out, and we've, you know, scaled our service team, and, you know, now we're a team in just a really quick order of 95. I mean, 95 people, you know, from 65 to 95. And, you know, so where there's the challenge, there's the opportunity. And Ian certainly probably the most difficult of anything we faced in 15 years.
Yeah. And that's great. Through adversity, you find a way to pivot and adjust and, you know, actually care about your customers and provide customer service.
Well, it's important that you care for your customers, you know.
Yes. A lot of people don't nowadays. That's the thing. You know, it's good to see people actually doing it. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions around the insurance industry that maybe we could clear up for our listeners?
Well, probably common one. I'll give you some common ones that we hear. And it's just, it's just kind of a way of people say things in a conversation to describe a comfort level that they have about something. And so that one that I hear a lot is, you know, when people talk about their auto insurance, they'll say, I have full coverage. And I, any insurance, good insurance agent worth anything, chuckles at that, because there is no such thing as full coverage. Now, the way to articulate that would be, you have coverage up to your limits, right? So is full coverage meaning like I have, no matter what happens, no matter how bad, I have max, you know? No, it doesn't work that way. So sometimes I'll hear like, you know, full coverage, and you know, it like, just as an insurance geek, it kind of makes you think, oh, well, it's coverage up to the limits, but I know what you mean. I think I understand what you're saying. Like, you have comp, you have collision, you have liability, you have uninsured motorist. Okay. Yep. I got you. But it's coverage up to the limits, you know? So we chuckle at that. There is no such thing as full coverage. I would say the other thing is, my opinion, obviously I'm going to have some bias of being on the independent side. There's nothing wrong with working with a captive insurance carrier, but I think and they could be the most competitive. There are situations where they are. But I think working with an independent agent or agency that has a really good lineup of carriers is the most competitive way to do that, to handle your insurance. And so you might not, and most carriers today don't write home and auto and bundle as they say they do on TV commercials that we see. They do that in other states, but in Florida, they don't really do a lot of the home and auto bundling. It's a small percentage of what they actually do. And so I think working with an independent agent, you know, think of change your mindset to think of, I'm bundling with my agent, not with one company. And so bundle, you know, your home, like we will have your home with one company and your auto with another, and you're bundled with our agency. And that's kind of the twist I put out there, just kind of an understanding of, you can still accomplish the same thing. It just doesn't sound as cool.
But it's what's best for the customer.
That's it.
So are there
coverage and price? I mean, the price is always number one, right? Let's look at it.
Right.
For 80% of people, price is number one. And our job is to figure out, okay, what's number two? You know, we're consumers too. Like, we understand, you know, this is a product that you're buying. It's, you know, competition. Let's try to figure out where we can be the most competitive. But what's the next thing that's most important to you? And usually you can uncover a lot just having that short dialogue.
Right. Yeah. Price is great until you need it. Right.
I mean, we all learned that after Ian, for sure.
Right. So are there, outside of work, I'm sure running your own agency is very demanding. What do you enjoy doing when you get a free moment?
I mean, you know, right now life outside of work is consumed by some family time. So I have, two middle schoolers and three elementary. And five kids total, 5.5 years apart. And if you, the last 2 weekends, I mean, just kind of a short view into the life of Chapman is, back to back Saturday, Sunday, a volleyball tournaments, and not local. So, this last weekend we were in Orlando, the weekend before that we were down, just outside of Miami. And so that is, you know, the fatherly love we display to our children on, you know, helping them pursue, the opportunity of sports and athletics. So that's number one. I've got a track runner in there. I've got a baseball player right now in there. And then I have two younger ones that are, one will next year be in volleyball. And then the youngest one, you know, she's a little more free spirited. We're trying to figure out what's going to drive her. But outside of that, I love just our Southwest Florida lifestyle here, the boating. Yeah. I love to fish. I will get out there and hunt them down and, you know, just work them all day and see, till I find them. So I enjoy that part of the life. We're a beach family. We'll go out there, you know, on a Saturday for the afternoon and head in the evening. So, yeah.
There you go. And you're one of the lucky ones that was born and raised down here, right?
That's right. Born and raised. I mean, you know, why move when you live where people vacation?
Exactly. Yeah. So what's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about Chapman Insurance Group that maybe they don't know?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most important things that we, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, we treat you like family, or we customer service is our mantra, or I mean, it's the cliche things, right?
Right.
It's all of those things that we're all used to hearing. And I think what we have found is that you get lost in that. And the reason we get lost in that, if that's what we say, is because it's what everyone else says.
Yep.
Right. And so one of the things that we're trying to articulate to a potential customer or someone that doesn't know us, but they're like intrigued just a little bit, is we're trying to connect with them on, you know, like one of my favorite commercials of all time, which was Dave and khakis on, or Jake and khakis at State Farm, right? It was like a human being that really cares for you and more than just like, you know, like, hey, how's it going? And like, great to hear from you, talk to you later. But like, hey, it's like, we just happened to collide at this moment to talk about insurance because you called me, but like, hey, we genuinely care for you. Like, I own a home too. I drive a car too. I have kids too. Like, you know, like just all of those things that make it real and not, hey, we treat you like family and hey, our customer services. Like, I almost feel like those things should be there and should be assumed. And yes, you want to say them and yes, you provide them, but it's the other part that I feel like clients that are not clients of ours, most of them do not experience that. And I think that's the first thing that happens. And it happens in two places with our company. One is our customers that join us. They say, oh, wow, I didn't know. And I remember this happening so many times with, you know, clients coming from State Farm or USAA or Geico. And they just feel like, oh, it's nervous. I'm stepping out in this independent world. And then like a couple of weeks later, they're like, wow, this was easy. I didn't know you guys are like just like those other guys. I'm like, yeah, we are. Yep. I think we're better. But the other thing, and I think this speaks to the health of the organization, is the same exact thing happens with our team members. When our team members come over and they join us, and they could have varying backgrounds, they're not all coming over with insurance backgrounds. Usually in that first 2 to 3 weeks, they say, okay, like I get it. Like this is, and they almost become like, you know, like the reminder to our existing team of like, hey, remember I just came from out there and it's not good compared to here. And so like, I think that speaks a lot of volumes, and it's not the coolest thing and it's not the sexiest thing. One's going to call you because your team members are happy, but I think that transitions right. That it communicates right through a phone call, right through an email.
And I love it.
And I think people, you know, the customers experience that and realize what, you know, why did I wait so long, or I've been missing this and didn't know I was. So.
And that's the important part right there. Speaking of which, how would the listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more?
You know, we try to make it simple. Most check us out online first, right? So that's CIGFloridaSpeltOut.com. You can text us, you can email us, you can chat with us, you can call us, old fashioned call us. You can actually submit information right online, right on our website to, you know, uploading documents. And so there are many, many ways to reach out to us. But probably the easiest way, instead of shouting out phone numbers, is just go to CIGFlorida.com.
Perfect. Brian, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And thank you for being such a good neighbor. And I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.